BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Finance MEC Francois Rogers has warned businesses that over-invoice the department, their days are numbered.
So this electronic system will predetermine what departments can pay for certain items. So you will not get over-inflated products being procured by departments.
Rogers believes the introduction of the electronic procurement system known as e-procurement will assist local government in tackling corruption and the mismanagement of funds. He says they're particularly concerned about the supply chain management system.
It's going to take the human interaction out of any supply chain. And we all know that historically, supply chain is where the rot generally lies.
The MEC says the system, which was introduced this week, will also capture and store data.
They lose documents, then there's appeals. The whole process has to start all over again because companies get involved with officials and they want to make sure that they get the tender. This will not happen any longer.
We have some updated information on a crash that we told you about earlier. Medics say a man lost his life in Westville and not a woman, as had been reported this morning. His buggy veered off the road and collided into a house near the Salisbury off-ramp on the M13. The driver is believed to have been in his 30s. And an alleged kidnapping kingpin wanted by Mozambican authorities has been shot and killed by police in Johannesburg. The SAP says a warrant had been issued for Maro Jr.'s arrest in Maputo last year after he'd been linked to several kidnappings. National Police spokesperson Adlende Marte says during their investigation to locate a missing Pakistani businessman from Pretoria West, the team arrested two suspected kidnappers at a complex in Midrand this week.
They proceeded to Four Ways, and a shootout ensued, and one suspect was fatally wounded. And upon further investigation, it was discovered that 40-year-old Mauro Mugambe Jr. is a wanted kidnapping kingpin in Mozambique, where he has been linked to several kidnappings. Four cell phones, four bank cards have also been seized. The team is still looking for the kidnapped Pakistani businessman. We know that a ransom demand has been made to the businessman's family.
Recap of our lead story. Finance MEC Francois Rogers has warned businesses that over-invoice the department, their days are numbered. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.